Chapter 6. Toward a Non-Materialist Science of Mind. My fundamental premise about the brain is that its workings, what we sometimes call mind, are a consequence of its anatomy and physiology, and nothing more. Astronomer and popular science writer Carl Sagan. We regard promissory materialism as superstition without a rational foundation. The more we discover about the brain, the more clearly do we distinguish between the brain events and the mental phenomena, and the more wonderful do both the brain events and the mental phenomena become. Promissory materialism is simply a religious belief held by dogmatic materialists, who often confuse their religion with their science. John Eccles and Daniel N. Robinson, The Wonder of Being Human. Can a non-materialist science of mind account for observed facts better than a materialist one? At this point, it is possible to sketch out some features of a non-materialist view of mind. Though no one current view answers all the questions, a non-materialist view can at least account for known features of human experience that, as we have seen, materialist views cannot account for and often deny. For example, a non-materialist view can account for the neuroimaging studies that show human subjects in the very act of self-regulating their emotions by concentrating on them. It can account for the placebo effect, the sugar pill that cures provided the patient is convinced that it is a potent remedy. A non-materialist view can also offer science-based explanations of puzzling phenomena that are currently shelved by materialist views. One of these is psi, the apparent ability of some humans to consistently score above chance in controlled studies of mental influences on events. Another is the claim, encountered surprisingly often among patients who have undergone trauma or major surgery, that they experienced a life-changing mystical awareness while unconscious. If a non-materialist view is correct, then it should be useful in a practical field like medicine. Let's look at some evidence for its usefulness. Non-materialist neuroscience in medicine. A brain was always going to do what it was caused to do by local mechanical disturbances. Materialist philosopher Daniel Dennett. The time has come for science to confront the serious implications of the fact that directed, willed mental activity can clearly and systematically alter brain function. Psychiatrist Jeffrey M. Schwartz. A non-materialist approach to the mind is not only philosophically defensible, it is critical to alleviating some psychiatric disorders. Obsessive-compulsive disorder and phobias, for example, may be more effectively alleviated if the mind recognizes and reorganizes destructive brain patterns.